For over 6 years, The Past and the Curious has been winning fans, sharing stories of real people from the past, and making people smile. I'm Mick Sullivan, author of I See Lincoln's Underpants, which is a book about, well, famous people's underwear. You'll find all of those stories and much, much more in the 100-plus episodes of The Past and the Curious that are currently available. Find it in all the usual podcast places. The Past and the Curious with Mick Sullivan. That's me.
Have you ever wished that you had a direct line to your pediatrician to ask all the questions that constantly crop up while parenting? We sure have. That's why we launched the Bites of Health podcast. Every morning, we'll answer a commonly asked pediatric question in 5 minutes or less. You can tune in while you're making your second cup of coffee or from the school drop-off line. So be sure to tune in to Bites of Health, streaming now.
Hi, reader. Thanks for joining us. This is Lauren.
And this is The Reading Bug.
We're so happy to be back. But we know things are a little bit different today than they were last time we adventured together.
Some of you are home from school. Some of your parents are home from work. And some things are just plain confusing.
And we know that it's not easy on any of us when things are confusing or when we don't know when things will change back to the way they were.
But one thing we do know is that spending time with you, adventuring and singing together, makes us smile. And smiling is something we can all do a little more of.
So today, I thought we'd play some of our very favorite songs from our past seasons for you so we can all sing, dance, and smile together for a bit. I know I would really enjoy that. And next week, we'll be back with an all-new Reading Bug adventure to kick off season 5 of our stories.
And because we want you to sing and dance and smile whenever you can, we're making all of our songs available for you to download and play for free through the end of April at readingbugadventures.com.
During these stay-at-home times, we also have daily live story times on our Facebook page, facebook.com/readingbug. And we're offering specials through our web store at thereadingbug.com and our subscription box service at readingbugbox.com. On today's extra special music episode, The Reading Bug and I will be sharing some of our favorite songs from past episodes. Many of you have written to us about your favorite episodes and given us so many ideas for new ones. A big hello to Grayson, Chance, and Sailor from New York City, Matthew and Jason from California, Ruby from Longmeadow, Massachusetts, Luca from Lafayette, California, Marcus from New York City, Liam and Thatcher from Maryville, Missouri, Allison and Maisie, Canyon and River, Zia, and Ezekiel, who just mailed us an incredible ninja story. I'm so thankful for all of your ideas and impressed with your skills.
Lauren, did you just say you're thankful?
Yes. I was saying that I'm so thankful for all of our reader friends who've sent us their questions, artwork, ideas, and their favorite stories and songs. We love hearing from all of you.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm thankful too, Lauren. And that reminds me of one of my favorite adventures. Lauren, do you remember when me and the Spelling Bee celebrated our differences and taught others how much fun it can be to learn about one another in our Thanksgiving story?
That's right. Reader, do you remember that one? Reading Bug, let's share that song with everyone right now.
My body is red, and mine is yellow. I love being loud, while my tone is mellow. I like to sing high, and I can sing low. I fly around fast, and I take it slow. Together we celebrate being different. That's what makes us special, you see. I am thankful we are different, so you can be you. I get frustrated if I'm being ignored. You love to read, and you love to spell. We each have a specialty that we do well. Together we celebrate being different. Differences give us diversity. I am thankful we are different. So I learn from you, and you learn from me. You are a bug, and I'm a but we are both part of the same family. Working together, we accomplish much more. Combined, our two voices can grow to a roar. Together, we celebrate being different. That's what makes us special, you see. I am thankful we are different. So you can be you, and I can be me. The pill pilgrims and natives were both different too. They were as different as me and as you. Without our differences, we'd all be the same. And that would be boring. It would be such a shame. Together we celebrate being different. Differences give us diversity. I am thankful we are different. So I learn from you, and you learn from me. We'll celebrate proudly so the whole world can see what makes you you and what makes me me. Let's all give our thanks for differences that we share. Not just on Thanksgiving, all the time, everywhere. Together we celebrate being different. That's what makes us special, you see. I am thankful we are different. So you can be you, and I can be me.
That was so much fun! Reader, what makes you different? Do you have your crayons and paper with you today? Go ahead and draw a picture of yourself. The Reading Bug, Spelling Bee, and I would love to see what makes you unique. Post it on our Facebook page at facebook.com/readingbug or send it to us in the mail, and we'll be sure to say hello to you.
Abracadabra!
Reading Bug, what are you doing?
Magic tricks, Lauren. Remember when we talked about the difference between magic tricks and believing in magic?
Yes. In fact, our friends Liam and Thatcher mentioned that that was their favorite story, and their favorite character was Easton.
Hello, Liam and Thatcher!
Easton, it's great to see you!
You know, I've got a great song in mind for Liam and Thatcher.
No need for a broomstick, cauldron or gnome. The magic inside you will get you back home. Anything's possible. Listen to me. If you have faith in yourself, soon you will be home and new alchemy. Magic is in you, not in a potion or brew. Your magic extends far beyond a staff or a wooden wand.
Trust in the magic that lives in your soul, and you will be able to achieve every goal. The magic is in you, just like it's in me. Make your decision, choose who you will be.
The magic is in you, not in a potion or brew. Your magic extends far beyond a staff or a wooden wand.
The magic is in you, oh can't you see? The magic is in you, it's in you and me.
The magic is in you, oh can't you see? Magic is in you, it's in you and me.
Reader, are you feeling brave today? I bet my reader friend Luca is feeling brave because he told us he was inspired by our baseball episode featuring baseball great Jackie Robinson. He loved it when Jackie hit a grand slam. Jackie taught us to stand up for what's right and never give up.
Nobody thought they'd see the day the great Jackie Robinson would get to play in a game of Major League Baseball. The greatest American pastime of them all. You could hit, you could catch, you could run, you could win. But none of that mattered for the color of your skin. Still, you never gave up on your dreams. And then Mr. Rickey put you on the team. You were strong, you were different, you were brave by being you. Thank you, Mr. Robinson, for helping me to be brave too. Jackie, I know what you had to bear. Being different, something you and I both share. stuck in this chair. Kids won't give me a shot. They taunt and they tease me like the teases you got. But when I felt lonely, I listened to your games and was ever inspired by the way you played. You never gave up and you never gave in. You kept playing your best and trying to win. You were strong, you were different, you were brave by being you. Thank you, Mr. Robinson, for helping me to be brave too. Your bravery inspired bravery in me, so I tried to be a winner despite adversity. No matter all the times I swung and struck out too, I tried and tried again, tried to be like you. The more I kept on trying, the more I found success, and the teasing and the taunting mattered less and less. I want to thank you, Jackie, from the bottom of my heart, for always staying strong and so brave and smart. You were strong, you were different, you were brave by being you. Thank you, Mr. Robinson. Yes, thank you, Mr. Robinson. Thank you, Mr. Robinson, for helping me to be brave too.
I sure love baseball. I can't wait to see a game again.
Me too. Hey, Reading Bug, do you know what our most popular adventure is?
Our dinosaur story.
That's right. And we heard from our reader friends, Allison and Maisie, that it's their favorite. Maisie's mom said that she once listened to the episode 4 times in one day before they finally said it was time for bed. Allison and Maisie, want to join me in putting that dinosaur to sleep?
Oh, Mr. Dinosaur, it's time to snore. Oh, please don't you roar, Mr. Dinosaur. Close those huge eyes, take in some deep sighs and breathe. This giant T-Rex is not as scary.
Reader, we did it! You know that a few weeks ago it was St. Patrick's Day. Well, our reader friends Canyon and River let us know that they love, love, love our Irish adventure. That's where we meet a sneaky leprechaun friend, Liam Lanigan, and followed him to the enchanted fairy city of Tírnanog. Tírnanog is certainly a magical place.
Shamrock and Shelley and Seamus, don't fret. We're counting on you. We've a ways to go yet. Relax, don't be scared. Just follow me to the kingdom of She in the hill by the sea.
To the kingdom of She in the hill by the sea.
It's called Tírnanog, it's a magical place. The streets paved with gold, the skies filled with grace. Each day is a festival that none will forget. the kingdom of she in the hill by the sea. Tear no knock, it's like magic to me.
Lauren, I'm feeling so inspired by all of our reader friends out there who wrote to us. I'm so excited that I want to go write a story of my own right now.
Okay, reading bug. But will you share it with us when you're done?
Oh, yes, yes, yes! Of course I will, Lauren!
Reader, you can share your stories with us, too. Our reader friend Marcus told us that he loved our dragon adventure and the What's Your Story song, a song to inspire creativity. We hope you'll be inspired, too. If you have a story about Sparkles the Dragon, be sure to send it to us so we can post it on our website.
Once upon a time can start your biography. When you close your eyes and open your imagination, you can be anything, anywhere, anytime you want to be. What's your story? Tell me what comes to your mind. What's your story? Let your imagination unwind. You can write it all down or tell it out loud from your heart. Sometimes the challenge is finding the right place to start. Others may tell you to stick to the rule book. Others may tell you to draw between the lines. Rules and lines may all have their places, but what's in your story is yours to find.
Sparkle, did you hear that? Once upon a time can begin an adventure. Once upon a time can start your biography. When you close your eyes and open your imagination, you can be anything, anywhere, anytime you want to be. What's your story? Tell me what comes to your mind. What's your story? Let your imagination unwind. You can write it all down.
Thanks for joining us today, reader. We can't wait to see you on our next adventure. All new stories beginning April 7th. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
When you're a reader, you're a leader. You're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could write a book or fly a plane. Build a house with a giant crane. Whatever you do, one thing will be true. There's nothing you can't do. You can see it through just by being you. Cause you're a reader, you're a leader. You're
you're ready to learn about everything as you grow. You'll show this world that you can be anything. You could sing your way into a Broadway show. Don't let anyone tell you no. Whatever you do, one thing will be true. There's nothing you can't do. You can make your dreams come true just by being you.